Under the new schedule, the school year opens on September 5th and finishes on May 1st, a reduction of 20 days. While other districts have tried four-day school weeks and other budget-cutting measures, Lake and Penn is the first school district in the state to try reducing the number of days on the calendar.
Our villagers like this. It respects their culture. It respects their subsistence.
That was Lake and Penn Superintendent Ty Mace. He says the new calendar is a response to the district operating under a $586,000 deficit, a problem with no easy fix.
So basically, it's a creative cut. Instead of running a stripped-down, ineffective school system for a number of mandated days, we've asked the commissioner and the Department of Education if we can more efficient cut the fluff out of our instructional days, basically reduce our school year.
While this subsistence calendar would create more hunting and fishing opportunities, students would be expected to work harder through the school year. It will reduce the number of in-service days, professional days, and could potentially limit the number of out-of-school field trip opportunities.
It's tough to get your kids back in August. There's berry picking, there's the state fair, there's commercial fishing still going. You know, in May, this time of year, with the increased daylight, the migratory bird state testing over, we just find that the intensity starts to drop. And that's what we're really looking at here, is reducing our school year by upping our intensity.
The new calendar will result in 77.5 hours less of instructional time, but should trim the budget between $400,000 and $500,000. Those savings will come from a reduction of salaries for certified, classified, and administrative staff. Other savings will be found in reducing student and staff transport, food service, utilities, and general maintenance. The subsistence calendar is really a return to how schools used to be run, says Lake and Penn Borough Mayor Glenn Allsworth Sr. He thinks Lake and Penn could actually get some money out of the idea.
Oh no, I suggested to Ty Mace, the superintendent, that he franchises ideas so every other district that falls in on that, we get a percentage of what they save, because it's going to be effective.
Ed Lester is the principal at the New Haven School and feels the staff can handle the more intense workload.
It's just going to be one of those things that we're going to have to be very focused on the education and focused on where we're putting our time and our energy and our effort. And it's got to be in the students.
Educators in the district understand the concerns about a reduced amount of time in the classroom, but feel the calendar will benefit teachers who won't have to play catch-up with students who missed the first few weeks of school anyway. Emily Mulcahy teaches English and Social Studies at Non-Dalton School.
In reality, this is a really good move for LPSD. It gives those kids those 3 weeks to fish, to subsistence fish for their family, to commercial fish and make money, whatever they're doing. It gives them that time. And I think that our kids work really hard once they're in their seats. But if they're not in their seats, they're not learning.
The superintendent feels the calendar's success will be judged by the students' results.
You know, the real measuring stick is going to be student achievement. If we can't hold our student achievement, we're going to have to take a tough look at this and decide whether we want to continue on or not.
The calendar has been approved by the Alaska Department of Education and the Lake and Penn School Board and will go into effect this upcoming school year. Other districts are watching Lake and Penn's bold experiment, and time will tell if this subsistence school calendar is a workable model for a rural education. In Dillingham, I'm Lawrence Hamilton.